Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Meister Shein Daf Chav Gimel. We are starting with Halacha Beis and Vilna Shel Daf. It's all the way at the end of Yud Daled Amud Beis. And today's daf is sponsored by Leilu Nishmas Maris Merim Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe. Her neshama should have an aliyah. And the Mishnah says Ein Loichin Truma BeKasef Meiser MiBnei Shu'um Ma'it BaChilasai. One is not allowed to buy truma with money of Meiser Sheni because he's limiting it in regards to eating. And we're going to explain this in the Gemara. And that's considered a hefsid for the Meiser Sheni. Whereas Reb Shimon Mater, Reb Shimon allows one to do this, and that's because he doesn't mind bringing Kad Shimli Dei Psul. We're going to explain this in the Gemara as well. Reb Shimon told the Chachamim, trying to prove his shita, im hekel b'zivcha shlamim, shu mevil l'day pigol v'noser v'tameh. If we're mekel by a carbon shlamim, the one is not only allowed to, but also suggested to use Meiser Sheni and bring a carbon with it, and there's a very big possibility that the carbon is going to become pasul, it can be brought to pigol, noser, or become tameh. Lo yekel b'truma, shouldn't we be mekel with truma, or we shouldn't be bothered that maybe it's going to be brought l'day psul? So Amru Loi, the Chacham responded to him, ma, what's the comparison? Im hekel b'zivcha shlamim, shekein mutar l'zarim. That just because we're mekel with a carbon shlamim, that's different. A carbon shlomim is mutter for non-kohanim to eat. So there's a lot of people who are able to eat this Meiser Sheni. Mekel b'truma shu asru lazarim. Should we be mekel with truma, which is asr tazarim? In other words, the chamim are more concerned how many people are allowed to eat this Meiser Sheni. And when we're dealing with a carbon, everyone's allowed to eat it. Therefore, we can use Meiser Sheni funds to buy carbonas. But truma is only allowed to be eaten by kohanim. That limits the amount of people that are allowed to eat the Meiser Sheni, and therefore no using Meiser Sheni funds to buy truma. Now the Gemara comes with another answer. Tani, the Brisa says, that another concern of why the Chachamim say no buying truma with money Meiser Sheni is because it might become pasul. Now, ma'ol de psul, what does that mean? It might be brought to become pasul. Amar Rabbi Yaino, he explains, shenifsal b'tvul yoyim, it will become pasul if it's touched by a tvul yoyim. What is a tvul yoyim? So we have a kain who became tameh and he went to the mikvah, that's called a tvul yoyim. He immersed that day. He's still not considered 100% tahar until Harav Shemesh. He has to wait till the sun sets. And that means that while he's in this stage of tvul yoyim, if he touches truma, it will become pasul. And that's what we're referring to. If he bought truma with money Meiser Sheni and a tvul yoyim touched it, now it's pasul. And we further explain this. You, meaning the kain, are not allowed to eat this, shu tamei dvar taira, because midday raisa it's tamei, due to the fact that it was touched by a tvul yoyim. However, chav gimel on beza on top, livdaisa einat yachol, you, Mr. Kain, are not allowed to redeem it. As we know, one is allowed to redeem tamei Meiser Sheni even in Yerushalayim, but this is not allowed to be redeemed. Why is that? Shu tar dvar taira, because midday Raisa, it's tahar. When we look at the truma aspect of it, it's tamei because it was touched by a tvul yoyim. But when we look at the Meiser Sheni aspect of it, it's not tamei because Meiser Sheni is just considered like regular chulin in as much as that it's not tamei if it's touched by a tvul yoyim. And therefore, have a shalo yavul de psul. That's what we mean by explaining the chum's shita that one is not allowed to buy truma with money Meiser Sheni because it might be brought lide psul. Now, explain what we said in the Mishnah. What does it mean that he's limiting its eating when he buys truma with Meiser Sheni funds? Well, that's for a number of different reasons. Number one, truma srulazar. Meiser Sheni mutal azarim. Truma is usher to be eaten by non-kohanim, and Meiser Sheni is mutter to be eaten by non-kohanim. Furthermore, as we just mentioned now, truma asur b'tvul yoyim, Meiser Sheni mutter b'tvul yoyim. Truma is not allowed to be eaten by a kohen who's a tvul yoyim, whereas Meiser Sheni is allowed to be eaten by a tvul yoyim. And continuing with this, uchshem shu umayt b'achilasoi, the same way that if he buys truma with Meiser Sheni funds, he's being memayt in the eating of his Meiser Sheni, kachu umayt b'achilasa, he's also being memayt in the eating of the truma when it's bought with Meiser Sheni funds. How is that? Truma Mutaris la'ainain, whereas Meiser Sheni asr la'ainain. Truma is allowed to be eaten by an ainain. That's a person whose immediate relative died and still has not yet been buried. This kain is still allowed to eat truma, whereas Meiser Sheni is not allowed to be eaten by an ainain. Furthermore, truma ain'a tu'una mechitza, Meiser Sheni ta'un mechitza. Truma doesn't have to be eaten within the walls of Yerushalayim. It can be eaten outside Yerushalayim as well, but Meiser Sheni has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. And Ashkach Tani was found taught in the Braisa, that the reason why one is not allowed to buy truma with Meiser Sheni is because he's not only Mamait in the Achila of the Meiser Sheni, but also in the Truma, like we just explained. Now moving on to another din, Tani was taught in the Braisa, Ein Lekhin Shvias because of Meiser. One is not allowed to buy Shemitah produce with money of Meiser Sheni. That's because it might be brought Lidei Psul. We know that on Shemitah there's something called Zman Bir, that at a certain point in time, when there's no more of this produce out in the field for the animals, you have to get rid of this produce from your house. And if you don't, then it's usher to eat. And we have this fear that a person might end up coming to the situation with this Shemitah produce that he bought with of Meiser Sheni, so therefore, no doing so. However, Amar Rabbi Yosi says, b'machloikes, this is actually subject to the same exact machloikes as we had in our Mishnah regarding Truma, namely the Reb Shimon of our Mishnah would allow buying produce of Shemitah with money of Meiser Sheni, because he's not concerned that Shema Yavu L'dei Psul. However, Amar Rabbi Yosi says that no, divra kolhi. This is according to everybody, meaning even Reb Shimon agrees that one is not allowed to buy Shemitah produce with money of Meiser Sheni. And the only reason why he allows buying Truma with money of Meiser Sheni is because, Eichle Truma's reason Kohen. Those who eat truma, namely Kohanim, are zrizin, they're conscientious, they're very careful, and they're going to make sure not to be meviat l'dei psol. Whereas Shvius is eaten by all stripes and colors, who will not be careful, and therefore no buying Shemitah produce with Maaser Sheni funds, even according to Reb Shemin. However, Hasar Reb Chananya Kumi Ramana, Reb Chananya asked in front of Ramana, V'hataninan, we have a Mishnah that tells us, Nis'aru b'b'chayreis. Let's say a carbon pesach got mixed up with a bechor, a firstborn animal. What has to be done? So Reb Shimon says, Im chaburus kaihanim, if this carbon pesach that the bechor got mixed up with was from a chabura of kaihanim, yachlu, it's allowed to be eaten, because kaihanim are allowed to eat a bechor, and they're allowed to eat their own carbon pesach. So we bring both these animals as karbanos, and there's not a problem. V'tani Allah, and a braisa was taught on that, clarifying what Reb Shimon's saying, yachlu kechamer shabahen, they're both eaten, treating them like the more chamer of the two. And we know the carbon pesach is more chamer than bechor, because it's only allowed to be eaten until chatzais, and any leftovers are nicer and have to be burned. And bechor technically is allowed to be eaten for 2 days and a night, but here Reb Shimon holds that we're machmir, and this bechor, again, we don't know which animal is a bechor, but we know one of them is, it's eaten only until chatzais on Leil HaSeder, and anything left over is going to be burned as nicer. So we see very clearly, asks Rav Chanina to Rav Mana, that Reb Shimon is not worried about bringing kachim l'dei psul, because again, this bechor is being brought l'dei psul far earlier than it really has to be, and therefore must be there. Reb Shimon argues by Shemitah as well, and he allows one to purchase pair of shvius with Maaser Sheni funds, even though it might be brought l'dei psul. Not like what Rabbi Yonah just said. However, Chav Dalet Amud Aleph on top, Amar Leih, Reb Mana responded to him that no, Oichle Psachim b'shaiton zrizin hein ka'oichle truma. Those who are eating a carbon pesach in its proper time, meaning they're eating it Pesach night, they're as zariz, as conscientious as those who eat truma. And Teilel Chashu Kain, you should know this is so. The Tanin, we have a mission that says, Ein Tzaylin Basar Batzal Ubeitza El Kadesh Yitzalim Ba'idyaim. The one is not allowed to roast meat, onions, or eggs Erev Shabbos, unless he has enough time to roast it before Shabbos comes in, because we're afraid if he puts it into the fire too close to Shabbos, it's not going to be fully cooked, and he's going to be Mechata B'gachalim. He's going to stir the coals on Shabbos to get it to cook quicker, and that's obviously a problem. And so therefore, no roasting meat Erev Shabbos unless he has ample time to make sure that it's roasted way before Shabbos. However, V'tanin, and we have a mission that says, Mishal Shalan Sa Pesach L'tanur Im Chashecha. One is allowed to lower the carbon Pesach into the oven to roast it right before it gets dark. And this is when Erev Pesach is Erev Shabbos. And there's no fear of Shem Yechate B'gachalim. So we see that when people are eating their carbon Pesach on Pesach night, and even Erev Pesach, their zariz, they're extremely conscientious and careful about what needs to happen, and they're not going to be Ivor and Isser. Therefore, says Rav Mana to Rav Chananya, when we're dealing with a carbon Pesach and this Bechor that got mixed up with it, we do fall back on this Svara that the people are zariz and they're not going to be Meviat L'dei Psul, which means that they're going to make sure to eat all this meat, the carbon Pesach and the Bechor that got mixed up with it, before Chatzais, so that nothing has to be burned. And once again, we can go back to Shitas Rabbi Yonah, that the reason why Reb Shimon allows buying Truma with Kesef Maaser Sheni is because Kehanim are zrizin, but that does not reflect on Peiris Shvias, because people who pay Shvias are not zrizin, and therefore even Reb Shimon would hold that one is not allowed to buy Peiris Shvias with Kesef Maaser Sheni. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continuing to discuss Hektish-related Dinim vis-a-vis Maaser Sheni. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.